Last year, Democrats took control of the state legislature and won several congressional seats across the state, some of which were in largely rural areas. Many of the Democratic leaders who helped make that happen gathered in central New York over the weekend to talk strategy and unity at the Democratic Rural Conference's annual convention. WRVO's Vaughn Golden reports.
Some counties in upstate New York are deep red. Republicans control local offices, and sometimes Democrats are hard to come by. Max Delapia is the chair of the Tioga County Democratic Committee. One of his missions is to reelect freshman Democrat Congressman Anthony Brindisi, who narrowly won by a slim 4,000 votes last year.
Small county, small numbers, but important numbers, and we have to be very vigilant that we don't take any of this for granted.
Delapia's strategy is similar to the mission of his fellow conference attendees.
We want to grow the party. We want to be a positive, open, embracing people that may not agree with us on every issue, but people that want to make a difference for their community and their country. We're more than happy to have them.
Eddie Sundquist is on a ballot this fall.
I'm running for mayor of the city of Jamestown.
Being from the westernmost county in New York, he sees this conference as an opportunity to communicate with some downstate leaders about issues that Democrats in the more rural areas are running on.
This morning when I checked into my hotel, I was helping the majority leader try to just get into a room, right? And, you know, you strike up a conversation and you talk to individuals and people that really matter in the state. And they learn more about what's going on in every part of New York.
The convention brought a number of high-profile speakers, including U.S. Senator and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, and Attorney General Letitia James. In Liverpool, I'm Vaughn Golden, WRVO News.